Okay, so thank you. Today I'm going to present you our solutions for efficient and scalable off-chain execution for arbitrary application for Ethereum. So we are iExec. I am Gilles Fedak. So first, let's thanks and give a big kudos to the team because they worked really hard to be ready for DevCon and having this release ready. Some of us are here. We are at the booth just over there at the at the outside of this conference room. So we are now about 13 people in Lyon, in France, and we are going to be a little more. Four more are joining us by the end of this year. So that's a wonderful team, and I'm really proud of them. So what we are doing at iExec, we are doing the Ethereum-based decentralized cloud computing, which means that we are using the Ethereum blockchain to create a decentralized marketplace for cloud computing resources. So those computing resources that can be what you typically found in a cloud, so servers, applications, and data sets. And so we are using the Ethereum blockchain to advertise and provision those computing resources. So you can think it as a sort of Airbnb for servers, but without Airbnb. And of course, in this case, this is the blockchain that creates those peer-to-peer interactions between the users and the providers. So having a decentralized cloud, why does it matter? For two main reasons, I would say. The first one is that we can see that in this conference, there are more and more new decentralized applications. It is coming a new decentralized economy. And so we now need an actual infrastructure to support those new applications. That's the first reason. And the second reason is that this decentralized cloud, the infrastructure is going to be very different. It's going to be distributed. And probably compared to the centralized cloud, we're going to have many advantages because the marketplace is certainly going to be much cheaper. It's going to be distributed, so it's going to be greener and certainly more efficient because the data are going to be closer to the consumer or producer. So what are the applications we are targeting? First, we are looking at the blockchain-based distributed application, the dApps, so the application that executes on the blockchain. And you know that the Ethereum virtual machine offer very few computing capacities to those applications. The processing is very low. It's extremely expensive for storage and computation. And so they need off-chain computation to have an actual, to be a really important application. The second category is what we call the legacy application. Those are the application running now on the cloud that would eventually come to our infrastructure because we can offer a better price performance ratio. So here we are thinking of applications such as simulations, machine learning, finance, 3D rendering, and so forth. And the next category are those applications, those data as close as possible to their origin. So people talk about that they're calling that fog or edge computing. So with the fundamental point in the protocol is the iExec tokens called RLC. So this is a pure utility token. This is the way people can enter the network and use the computing resources that are in this decentralized cloud. And this is also the way a provider for resources or application are being paid. And this is very important also because it allows to create incentives in the protocol, and that's something that is really new compared, and that can be eventually an advantage compared with the existing cloud and the way we're doing this. So we issued this token on mainnet on last April 2017. So the roadmap, where we are now. So we started about 6 months ago. We are now at the first version of iExec. So the way when you create a distributed infrastructure, it's a kind of a chicken and egg problem. Do you first start to have the machines and then in the network, and then you try to find some application to run on this machine? Or do you first start to with the applications, and then once you know the application, you can create a relevant architecture? So when we designed this roadmap for iExec, we designed it by starting with the application, in particular with the dApps, and then later that will come in next May or next June, we'll open the network to the servers. So it means that at the moment you can push any applications, but they are going to be executed on our machine. So you, somehow you have to trust us. But later on, in next June, it will be any machine that can compute any applications. So we are very pleased today because we are announcing the first version of iExec, and it's called the Wanderer. So the way we are naming the iExec version, we take characters from the Chinese novel Water Margin. So I don't know if you know this novel, I love it. It's a story of people who rebel against the central authority in Middle East China. And here, the Wanderer is the number 36 in the among the rebel. So this version one, it's basically a software development kit that allows you to deploy your application on Ethereum and iExec. So I'm going to present you how it works. So this is a video, but really I encourage you to try the tutorial by yourself. It's much more fun than watching a video. So what you see here is actually a screencast of a web page. And so you don't have to install anything to do the tutorial. You just visit the web page, and the tutorial is about from 10 to half an hour, depending on what kind of testnet you're using. So when you use first you install the SDK. That's very similar to Truffle. So if you are used to Truffle, you will find that it's exactly almost the same. Then we are here with this tutorial. We are playing with a toy application. Of course, it's Factorial. But if you're installing the SDK on your own machine, you will be able to use any kind of application. So when we start, we first get some ETH just to be able to deploy the contract. We're using a function which is called iExecDeploy. So iExecDeploy does two things. On the one hand, it combines all the Solidity smart contract. It will deploy it on Ethereum. And the second thing that it does is that it pushes your existing application to iExec. And what you've just seen here, it's the application, what it has been deployed on iExec. So now what you will see here is that we're going to use the application as a user. So for doing this, we first retrieve some RLC tokens. We allow the contract to spend those tokens. And what we're doing now is that we submit a job. So once you submit a job, you can see that when you submit a job, the job here is being computed. This is why you see pending. So it has been accelerated, but of course it takes it can take more time. And when it's done, so this is the hash of the transaction that you got from the smart contract. And once it's done, you can see that you finished the job, and this is the result of the computation. And you can see on the Explorer, so this is an Explorer we provide to see what's going on between on-chain and off-chain, and you can see the result of the computation in the smart contract, or you can retrieve it using our command line tool. So what is the deployment strategy for Wanderer? So what you have seen now is that it's running now on Robsten and on other testnet. So we are going to deploy it in the coming weeks. So first we'll deploy the SDK with our application the next 2 weeks. We are going to create an app store so that it makes the application for the end user much more user friendly, because at the moment they have to interact with the smart contract. And later on, by the end of the year, we are going to deploy this app store on mainnet, which means that developers using iExec will actually be able to earn RLC tokens. So what happens under the hood? What we do is that those computations are actually executed on distributed infrastructure. So we called worker the machines that join this infrastructure, join this network, and that provide their CPU time to execute the application. And so we organize those workers in a worker pool, a little bit like you have miners and miner pool. It's exactly the same idea. But here, any worker can execute any arbitrary application and not just mining. And what we do is that we have an oracle that looks at what's happening on the blockchain, on the smart, your smart contract. And each time the oracle detect that there's a transaction in the smart contract, it executes the corresponding application on the workers. So for version 2, it means that any computing resources can join the network. And also, of course, it causes a lot of issues, in particular with respect to security. And so since this September, we have launched an ambitious research program that has started very well, actually. So we're working on two things. One is proof of contribution, which is basically a consensus protocol to verify that the execution that went off-chain, everybody agrees that the computation is okay before proceeding to the payments. That's one. And the second is some security research that we are doing to protect both the application and the remote machine. So actually, proof of contribution is done by a PhD student, Adrien Croubois, who is a student at École Normale Supérieure Lyon. For a more long-term perspective, we think that we are really lacking some good experimental tools to understand the performance of those blockchain-based distributed systems. So we are starting a PhD thesis in collaboration with a lab in France, which is called Loria. And those people, they are really experts in emulation of very large parallel distributed systems. Sorry. So why do you want to do emulation? Because it allows you to do experiments, but with an existing software stack. So it's much closer to the reality than just doing simulation. So it's not only for us. I think it will be very interesting also for the Ethereum community to have such tools. Basically, you can test your software very rapidly on tens of thousands of virtual nodes. So some words about proof of contribution. So we started this in September, about. We now have an early solutions. It's based basically on stacking and reputation. So Adrien came up with a very interesting protocol. It's very simple. Basically, the idea is that for each execution you submit, you associate this execution with a confidence threshold. And so workers, they have both a reputation, and reputation is gained according to their past work, so if the task succeeded or not. And they also have to stake some money, to stake some token. And so what we do is that each time we receive some results, we compare the results and we compute a new confidence threshold. And if we can pass this threshold, then the result is accepted by the submitter. And so task is duplicated or replicated as long as the confidence threshold is not met. And so at the end, what you have is workers who behave correctly. In this case, they receive the payment. And some who did wrong, because maybe they tried to steal some money. In this case, we punish them, we take their stake, and we distribute the stake amongst the workers who did correctly. So the good thing with this protocol is that it's actually very simple. So it's simple to implement and then to verify also, and it will be also simple to optimize. So at the moment, Adrien is doing the performance evaluation, and we are quite happy with these early results. The other thing, when you compute, when you do an execution on a machine you don't trust, is the security. And so there are two aspects here. So one is the sandbox. Sandboxing, it's the technique that protects the workers from the application. So imagine the application is a virus. What you want to do is to execute this application in sort of a restrained environment where you control what the application is actually going to do. So this is something that is not new, it exists for years, actually. There are many ways to do that, can be at kernel level or virtualization. Basically here, the main issues are more with respect to deployment. How is it going to be to be installed by the machine joining the network? The second thing that is really new, the second thing is how you're going to protect the application from the worker. If you don't trust the machine, how the machine is go, there can be some privacy issue. So up to now, we had no solution for that. But since some time, there is a new solution that appears. It's called Enclave, in particular thanks to IntelliJ SGX, which is a new instruction set that that are now deployed on Intel processors. We now have a solution for that. So an enclave, this is basically a memory space that is for you, where you execute your application, and even root on the machine, even if you have privileged access on the machine, you cannot access to this memory because it's fully encrypted. And the way to decrypt the memory is in a secure element in the processor. So what we are doing now is that we're evaluating two solutions to execute our application within an enclave. One is called a SCON, something that has been published at OSDI this year. And this allows you to run a Linux container in the enclave. There is another solution that we are looking at. It's called a Graphene SGX. It's the same idea, but instead of container, it relies on library OS or a microkernel. It's almost the same thing if you want. So a couple of things that are coming in the very next future. Just after DevCon, we're going to run an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. Then we're going to participate to the supercomputing conference. Even though we are now in cryptocurrency, we still love those big machines that you have at supercomputing. It'll be in Denver, Colorado. We are going to organize a series of meetups, starting with Lyon, so that people can get in the technology and use that and start to develop their own application. By mid-December, hopefully, the App Store for distributed application will go live, and so you will be able to publish your application in this App Store. By December, we're also going to launch a dApp development challenge. The idea is really to give bounties to developers so that they can propose us some cool application, and we will be really happy to support them. And by the next year or so, we are going to launch another program, which is the iExec Summer of Code. So I don't know if you're familiar with Google Summer of Code, the same idea. So it allows students everywhere on Earth to work on any subject related to decentralization. So it's not only for iExec, it's for everyone. Okay, so as a conclusion, we've been really happy to present you this first step for iExec. Hope you will try it. Meet us where we have a booth. And happy DevCon, happy hacking.